Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Project 119 podcast. Today is Tuesday, July 25th, and I am Amy Harwell. I'm so pleased to be here to read with you today. Today, we'll be reading an excerpt from John chapter 5. After this, a Jewish festival took place, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. By the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool called Bethesda, in Aramaic, which has five colonnades. Within these lay a large number of the disabled, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and realized he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the disabled man answered, "I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, someone goes down ahead of me." "Get up," Jesus told him, "pick up your mat and walk." Instantly, the man got well, picked up his mat, and started to walk. Now that day was the Sabbath, and so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "This is the Sabbath. The law prohibits you from picking up your mat." He replied, "The man who made me well told me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" "Who is this man who told you, 'Pick up your mat and walk?'" they asked. But the man who was healed did not know who it was, because Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that something worse doesn't happen to you." The man went and reported to the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. Jesus responded to them, "My Father is still working, and I am working also." This is why the Jews began trying all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, the Son is not able to do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son likewise does these things. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. And just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son also gives life to whom he wants. The Father, in fact, judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all people may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is not the only time in Scripture when Jesus faces somebody in need or in desire of healing with a question. The question Jesus asks this man is, "Do you want to get well?" It's an interesting question, because surely the answer is obvious. The man is disabled, it says here in the scripture. Of course he wants to get well. But how does he actually answer? The man doesn't answer the question at all. The man answers the question with a story about how when it's time to get into the pool, people go ahead of him. How often is Jesus asking us this question? It reminds me of another story in the scriptures when a blind man approaches Jesus, and Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Again, isn't the answer obvious? And even if it isn't, Jesus is omnipotent. Jesus already knows the answer. So why does he ask the question? I think Jesus asks these questions for us, not for him. He wants us to put name, to put words. He wants us to ask for what we want. Sometimes this is important because maybe we don't. Maybe we're so busy thinking about what other people want and what other people need that we don't come to Christ with our own wants and needs. And maybe sometimes this is important because our own desires are hidden from us. Perhaps we need to find clarity about what it is that we're actually seeking. This came up for me recently. I was struggling with a challenge, and I was reminded of that story with the blind man and God asking him, "What do you want?" And honestly, the question stopped me in my tracks. I thought I knew what I wanted. But when God prompted me to tell him what I wanted, I realized that I didn't have any real understanding of that at all. And as I prayed about it and thought about it, I realized that what I wanted is the peace of Christ. What I wanted was already offered to me, already given to me, and that I am loved and held by my Father. Later on in this passage, we are told quite a lot about who Jesus is and who God is. It says that Jesus is equal to God in person, in works, in power, in sovereignty, judgment, and in honor. We have a great God who holds us all in his hand. Let's pray together. Father, you own dominion over this earth, over our lives, our hearts. You have us all held so tightly. We thank you. We thank you for the gifts of your presence, for the gifts of your grace. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent down here to live a life that we are incapable of living and dying on our behalf so that we might be reconciled to you, even as we continue to flounder and err. The whole world declares your glory, and so do we on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.